Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen, coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rated G Radio. I'm thrilled that you're here with me tonight, and if you're joining us on West Star Radio in the UK, thank you for spending your drive time with Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller. So for the next hour, we're going to have a fun show. We're having a brand new guest to our show tonight. Her name is Carol Ramsey. Carol will be joining us in just a moment. She is widely known around the globe for her psychic abilities, and she is going to take your calls tonight. I'm inviting you to call in at 323-657-1493. Just press 1 if you'd like to talk. If you just want to listen to the show from your telephone, you can certainly do that too without pressing anything, and it'll be our pleasure just to have you kind of be a listener. And I won't bug you, so you can go ahead and call if you want to call from your phone. But if you want to ask a question, you got to press 1. When you call in tonight, I'm just going to kind of give the roadmap for success here. When I screen the calls, when Carol's talking to other callers that are calling in, I will ask you for your birth name only, not your nickname or not some other name that you chose to go by later on, but your birth name. And that will be the name that I'll announce to her when you come on the line. So without further ado, I want to thank Carol Ramsey with Goddess Touch for joining the show and being a first-time guest. Thanks, Carol, for being here tonight. How are you?
Hi, good evening. I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me on your show. This is really great.
I'm so excited to have you here, Carol. I've been reading up on you and just finding out all kinds of information about you before the show started tonight, and I'm so excited that you are here. I think you're probably my first. We call you this one of the special guests. Anytime we have somebody who does something that's, you know, reads tea leaves, is doing a tarot reading or a psychic or something fun like that, you're one of my special guests. And I think you're my first special guest that's from the East Coast. I've had people from the Midwest. I've had people from the West Coast. I've had people from Australia. But you're my first East Coaster. So I appreciate you taking time at a late hour of the night for you to call in and be doing this. But for all of our listeners who are tuning in tonight, either for the first time or a regular listener to the show, Carol, can you do everybody a big favor and kind of tell us not only what you do now, but how you came to develop your special skills?
Okay, yes. Well, I was born in Montreal, Quebec, in Canada. And, when I think about it now, I felt like the Harry Potter, you know, surrounded by muggles. That was basically it.
I love it.
But I had my own room. I didn't have, you know, the bed was not under the cupboard type of thing. However, I had to learn very, very early in age that, you know, I had to stop telling people that I could see the colors of their auras and, you know, different things like psychic attacks and stuff like that. I could actually see the knives in their backs and that sort of thing.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, you know, I learned pretty quickly to shut up about it because my parents were, like, just horrified, you know. And so there was not much out there. There was not much with regards to learning about psychic abilities or the esoteric or parapsychology or stuff like that. However, in the libraries, wherever I could get my hands on something, I did. And so it was only when I manifested, and that's a word that I learned once I came down to the U.S., because I didn't know that I could manifest at will. And so I manifested my green card to come down here. Because since the age of 12, I just fell in love with palm trees, you know. So, well, I came down here because I was on the East Coast, but, you know, who knows? I could have ended up in California, too. But anyhow, so it's basically down here in South Florida that I was able to find people who were very spiritual and who were very psychic, who were able to teach me and to just mentor me. There was Larry Harris, who I took Transformational Energy Release, and that was just an opening of the seeing aspect of it and hearing. And because I call myself actually multidimensional. And what does that mean? It's because I am fully sentient. So, you know, through a lifetime of learning how to function in this third dimensional reality, which is the physicality of everything, which, you know, as well as just going out there and coming back and getting information. Some people call this the Akashic Records. And, you know, it's all about words, because we have to use words to express, and a lot of people do not know how to express their feelings. So words have become, you know, with humanity, something that just goes with what we think we are. We think we are so limited. And so this limitation goes with speech rather than with telepathy, which, you know, everybody has that ability, by the way. But because we are so afraid of sharing our secrets, that is why we have developed millions of years ago, that is why we have developed speech, so that we can say certain things, certain words, and that is that, so that we are always guarded as a race. And so by being telepathic, by being who I am, you know, I'm more or less showing people that they also can be, you know, open enough to be able to allow themselves to become a little bit more, because we are so much more than what we think we are, you know. And so that's basically the message that most people receive, because we think we are so limited and we think that we need so many things that everything comes out from outside of us, and it's just the opposite. So by being an empath, you know, I can, fortunately, the person does not have to be in front of me, because it's all about frequency, it's all energy, and everything is energy before it becomes solid mass. And so the energy frequency, it's how and what we vibrate to that makes us who we truly are. So once we learn to change that vibrational frequency, we can, you know, become happier. We can do different things. You know, it's all about awareness, basically, and that's, you know, that's one of the reasons why for the past 3 years now I have devoted my life to be of service. And it's been taking me, you know, to so many levels. You know, I'm helping people now at this wellness center, and with the Reiki, and just coaching, just spiritual coaching, not, you know, just talking with people. It's not much. These people can relax and get into a peaceful state, and they can heal so much better, you know, with the alternative healing methods that they're about to embark into. So that's a plus also. So it's, you know, it's always these little things that we do sometimes for other people that can be the most significant.
How cool is that? And so you do, I mean, besides the psychic questions, which we're going to have the callers asking you about,
yeah,
in just a minute, Reiki and energy healing. And how did you get started with that? I mean, I suppose probably it all goes kind of hand in hand, but it's fascinating that you have more than one special skill.
Well, that's why, you know, I say that I go under the guise of Goddess Touch, which excuse me, goddess basically is the feminine aspect of what most religions understand as God, which is the creator, source of all things, is masculine. And so only because that now is the time for higher consciousness for humanity, and being, you know, being, let's say, okay with the feminine aspect of God. It's like, how cool would that be if God would be our mother, you know, that, you know, because most of us, I would say 99.9% of the people have not had enough mothering, have not had enough care, you know, from the feminine aspect. And so just by knowing that there is an energy out there that is very maternal, you know, that just that aspect is very healing in and of itself, you know, because everything is emotional, and that emotion is the inner child, you know, what many people call the inner child. And that emotion that has not been nurtured, that is where the imbalance is. And so that is where we cannot be complete. And that's where most people find different things to balance themselves out. And usually it's by getting, you know, things from the outside of themselves rather than from going within. And the touch is acronym. Yeah, the touch is the acronym for transmuting of the universal consciousness heart. Because now, again, with the higher consciousness that is just around the corner for humanity, which is awareness, just being more aware of what's going on inside of us. You know, that's basically it. You know, that's a start, which is a humongous start. Our communication with ourselves and with our divinity, God, goddess, whatever you want to call it, is the vehicle of our heart chakra. It's not our physical heart, but also the physical heart is also part of that frequency of love, because everything is the frequency, the vibrational frequency of love. That's who we originally are. That's what we are. And so it comes from the heart. And once we learn to open our heart and keep it open, that's when the transformation really happens.
That's powerful.
Yes, it is. We are powerful beings.
And so one of the things I want to tell all the listeners tonight is this: if you're listening on Westar Radio Network, you can actually go to goddesstouch.net. GoddessTouch, goddesstouch.net. That's Carol's webpage. But if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio tonight here on Rated G Radio, I've got three links easily on the show page for you to click and stay in touch with Carol. And of course, you know, Carol's not going to be able to solve all the world's problems in a single phone call with you tonight, so she'll be able to spend a few minutes with you visiting. But if you would like to find out more or book a private session with Carol, she's the only psychic who guarantees her work, which is a great guarantee. There's a link to Carol's website on the show page. You can follow Carol on Twitter, and you can also like Carol's Facebook fan page. All you got to do is click the link. I've made it that easy for you. So, Carol, are you about ready to take some calls?
Absolutely.
Right on. So we're just going to go down the line here tonight. So if I've already pre-screened you, you're going to get on the show while we're taking our first call from Kimberly. So that's Kimberly. Your cue is coming up here in just a second. I'm going to go put myself on hold and go screen some more calls. So, Kimberly, welcome to Rated G Radio. You are now live with Carol. And go ahead, please.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm great. What about you?
I am just, I'm starting to just get out of my body here so that our higher selves just meet and so we can bring about a balance. Are you, have you decided to go back to school? Are you back at school now?
No, I'm not back in school right now. I'm working.
But you have been thinking. You have been thinking about doing something to better yourself, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. This would be very positive. And what is stopping you is like, how in the world am I going to be able to juggle that as well?
Yes.
because you already have your plate is really full.
Yes.
But you know, the thing is, Kimberly, is because the word, the name Kimberly, okay, let me just back up a little bit. The why I ask for the listeners to, you know, if you want to come and speak with me, to give your first name. What happens is before we incarnate, before we come into this world, our spirit chooses a name because if you were listening prior to getting on the phone, I was mentioning about, I was talking about the vibrational frequency. And so we all have a vibrational frequency, and this name, the words, also have vibrational frequencies. And so the name is very important because you choose your name. You know, telepathically you say it, you know, you speak that telepathically with your parents. And sometimes if the parents are, you know, not able to comprehend, sometimes it's the parents or other relatives that, you know, some families, they say, oh, no, it was Aunt Anita who chose the name and everybody went with it. Well, that was because Aunt Anita was the only one who was open to, you know, to your, you know, to your request. And so the word, the name Kimberly is some, is a name that is, very balanced, very structured. Everything has to be a certain way. And so what is happening now is that you want more, and I'm seeing your plate is full. You want to do more things, but the thing, but it's not really more. It's you want to do things differently. This is your this is the dilemma for you. It's because the structures are changing around you, and it's change that is most frightening to you. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So this is only because your vibrational frequency is elevating. Now you're going to be seeing things differently. You're going to be doing things differently. And you're going to be focusing on the present moment rather than comparing what you were doing before to see how you're going to do it in the future. So this is the only way that you will be able to stay sane and focused and balanced is by saying, okay, in the morning, what am I doing? I have to get up? Okay, I'm getting up. What's the next step? And then you do the next step, and so on and so forth. And you will be able to accomplish so much. And I think that this has already started because there's just a shift that is going on inside of you. And it's like now you're not accepting what people have told you you were before now. Now you want more for yourself. The only thing is that you don't know how to go about it.
Exactly.
Okay. So what's your next question? So now I just told you what to do.
Okay. my question is, I'm so glad you brought it.
Breathe. Okay. You need to breathe. Learn how to breathe,
okay.
You know? When you're stuck, just breathe, you know?
Okay.
What do I do now? Just inhale. What do I do now? Exhale. And then that will just release a lot of tension.
Okay.
Okay? Okay.
Well, with the school, I'm thinking about applying to school next year because my son graduates high school. But I'm also looking to some creative writing avenues. And is my higher self ready to do that?
Have you been blogging yet?
Oh my God, I'm taking a blogging class in 2 weeks.
Okay then. Okay, honey, you're listening.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God. Did you know what happens with blogging? If you blog, if you do like one page a day, right?
Uh-huh.
You do one page a day. Okay. In 1 year, you'll have 365 pages. There's your book.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
There you go, Kimberly.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, my honey.
You're on your way. Thank you so much.
So, Kimberly, you're going to have to call back and keep us posted. So, good luck to you. Congratulations in advance. Way to go.
All right. Thank you. I will. Thanks.
There we go, my dear. That's good news for Kimberly now. Our next caller is coming from Suzanne. And, Suzanne, you are now live with Carol. Welcome to Rated G Radio. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hi. This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay. I'm concerned about you because your voice is so high-pitched. There is so much stress in your voice. It's like you're very sad. Is it because there's something going on in your life with someone you love?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Okay. Yeah, it's not easy. Have you been in this state for a very long time?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because that affects. How can I put it? Because I'm trying to see. Okay, caring for someone else and never seeing the end of it. Let's say there's like a wear and tear on not just your emotional and physical aspect, you know, it's like you put your life on hold, but also it's affecting what I'm seeing now, it's affecting your emotional body and your etherical body. Because of the nervousness, your neurological system is affected and your hormones, honey, are totally out of whack. Am I correct?
I don't know. I'm okay.
Yeah?
I mean, I try to walk.
Yeah. Okay. But if you have started, you probably have started to feel, like, more tired, like you're tired all the time if you start to get, you know, nausea or that sort of thing. It's because the adrenals are starting to fail, and it's called because you're always on the adrenaline, you know, adrenal fatigue. I'm sorry, thank you. The adrenal fatigue, and so when you need to rest, when you can rest, just rest, you know, and eat healthier. You know, and it's time to take care of ourselves, you know. I mean, you're wonderful, you're so loving, but now it's time to take care of you. Like they say on the planes, you know, when they show you where to get the oxygen mask, what do they show you? They show you need to put the oxygen mask on you first, then you put it on your loved one. So this is what you need to start doing, you know. If you're walking, that's great, you know. You need to start taking better care of yourself, you know. And
eat pretty healthy, and I try to walk. I mean, I don't eat all junk food or anything. I eat fruit, vegetables.
Right. Okay.
Lots of water.
Okay. It's just that I'm picking up that there's a weakness in your... In not your physical body, but it's in your emotional and etherical body. And what that means is that your spirit is down, you know, because of the sadness.
Yeah, well, I always have to worry about money, and I just met a nice man. I think we're going to go on another date about dating, and then about my son. So it's all three all the time. So I got to, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why you need to put yourself first. And like,
yeah,
you know,
I am. That's why I went on this date.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, my question was, though, do you see my son ever moving back in with me? That's
what's
been weighing
son,
heavy on my heart. He went to live with his dad 5 years ago. But he used to live with me. Nicholas.
And is he living with you now or with his dad?
His dad.
And you miss him terribly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Nicholas needs to learn a few things about his dad. That's why he needs to live with him, because Nicholas has placed his dad on this pedestal.
Yes.
As if his dad is perfect, you know? And he needs to see this man as a man, not as a god, so that he turns around and has more respect for his mother and to appreciate his mother for who she is and for everything that she has done for Nicholas. So that is why he is living there. So as long as he's living there, this is a plus for you, okay? So it's like in the meantime, you're at summer camp here. And Nicholas is in boot camp because he is learning how to be himself, how to discern, how to know who is whom, and not by listening to what some people say. He is going to finally grow up. That is why he is there. That is his experience. Make sense?
And do you see him coming back to me at any time then to live with me?
He could. However, the reason for him to come back would not be because you want him to. Because right now, the reasons that you want him to come back are not the right reasons.
No, they are. He has more friends here. There's a good school here. He could get these sports, too. Plus, I could take care of him. So it's not all because of me.
Exactly. But his main lesson, the big experience for him that will create his future, the way that he will see his life in the future, depends on how he sees his father. And so if he sees this man the way that he treated you and treated him, you know, whatever he's been doing, whatever he continues to do, and if he continues to see him as, you know, somebody who can do no wrong, well, then he will be very confused in life. And so now is the time for him to claim this balance, to claim his own truth, you know, and to love his father for who he is and to love you for whom you are, you know, and to create his own truth and to create a life for himself and to know, to be able to discern what he likes and what he doesn't like. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah, because he's going to be in high school next year, so you just see him living with his dad for the next 4 years?
Right. No, I don't think so, because Nicholas is very smart. And he learns very quickly. So I don't think he's going to take his father's BS for too long. He will learn very quickly, and he will probably be out of there.
Like when? He's 14 now.
Well, probably for the next school year, he can finish the school where he is now and just come back. You know, I mean, it all has to do, at this age, it all has to do with school, and you need to discuss.
No, he's on a golf team, so I didn't know if he wanted to play golf till October and then come back. I don't know why I had that in my head.
Well, they're showing me, they meaning our guides, they're showing me that school is the most important thing for your child at this time because of the structure. He needs structure, and he's not getting the structure.
So you mean he might? Could he go to school where I live then?
It would be preferable. It would. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he has, they have a golf team where I live too.
Okay. Okay. Yes, it would be preferable only because of the structure. That you
The reason I keep asking, we live over an hour away, so we couldn't go to the same school. You have to go to the school where I live, if you live with me.
Okay, okay. Do you talk with his father? Are you open?
His dad has not talked to me in 12 years. He won't even look at me. He keeps taking me to court for every little thing. If I call the house, he'd call. I wasn't supposed to in 2007 because I have an attorney. He said, fax the rest of your life, and I got scared and said yes. So now he wants me to pay his attorney fees and stuff. He's not nice.
All of this is karma, you know. That's why your son is there, to realize what kind of man his father is, you know. And for him to decide to come back.
Well, I hope he does. I'm trying to get a better job and stuff.
Yes, yes, I agree. But for now, you know, you need to take care of yourself and think of yourself. And just know that there is a higher power that is taking care of all of us.
Okay.
And Suzanne, we're going to have to move along, but keep
all
us posted and let us know how things turn out, okay?
Keep in touch.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Suzanne. And thank you. And just as we're at the halfway point of the show, just as a reminder to everybody, if you don't get through tonight, or if you would just like to book your own private reading with Carol, the information is on the show page to get in touch with Carol. If you are across the pond listening in the UK on your drive home tonight, you can listen or go to the internet after you get home. Don't do this while you're driving, but go to goddesstouch.net. You'll get Carol's webpage, and you can book your appointment that way, too, from across the pond, which would always be very cool to do. Our next caller is coming from Patricia. Patricia, thanks for being patient and waiting. You are now live with Carol, and go ahead. What's your question?
Hi, Carol. Thank you.
Hi, Patricia. What a beautiful name. Are you musical?
I was when I was younger. I played the flute.
Yes, because there's the fairy realm is around you, you know, like, you know. So I don't know. It's like, gosh, you know. You must have like Tinkerbell energy, you know, kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a lot of elementals and a lot of nature spirits on my land.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Well, my question was,
yes,
do you see a romance coming in for me sometime this year?
Oh, romance. Love. Love. When was your last relationship?
Excuse me?
When was your last relationship?
Oh, I ended a very, very long-term marriage 2 years ago. But it was actually over, like, many, many, many years ago.
Right.
I've healed myself, and I would just like a really nice companion, someone to talk to and do things with.
Uh-huh. Have you started to look? Have you started to plant the seeds?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I talk to the angels and my guides and my ancestors all the time.
And so you've planted the seeds. Are you going to places where you could possibly meet this wonderful man?
Yes, I go to holistic fairs and like farm markets, and I'm starting to get out a lot more.
Okay.
Of course, my work.
How does it feel? Okay. Now, because of, you know, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about it's all about vibrational frequency. It's all about how does it feel. So tell me, when you get out there, Patricia, and, you know, you're preparing to go out to, you know, the fairs, and basically in the back of your mind, you know that you're going out there not just to see what's going on, but also he may be there. So how does that feel when you're preparing yourself? Do you try to make yourself look a little bit just more whatever, a little bit, you know, a little bit more makeup, a little bit more feminine, you know what I mean? Just because you want to be more attractive.
Well, I go as myself because the person who's going to be attracted to me is going to like me for who I am. In my soul. I mean, that's who I am. That's the type of person I would like to attract to myself.
Okay.
Is who I am.
Right. Right. You're absolutely right. However, we are also in a physical body. We are also physical beings. So, and men are a little bit blind, you know? So, we need to do a little bit more. And to make ourselves feel a little bit more attractive on that aspect, okay? And what that makes us feel, it's all about the feeling. So if you go out and you just buy a new lipstick, a new color lipstick, that's it. Or, you know, something that will make you feel prettier than usual. It's all about how this will harmonize you, will make you feel sexy, will make you feel that, oh, maybe today, and you get excited. And yes, he will be attracted to who you are. However, it's not just what you look like, you know, on any given moment. It's how your energy is, because you're a magnet, and you will be magnetizing that person. But you need to know that you are a magnet. That's the difference. That's why, you know, if you go out one night and you feel sure, this is the night, this I'm going to, so, and nothing happens. It's how you were feeling. It's all about the feeling. So if there's anything that would help you to release the nervousness or release the fear of maybe finding somebody who will, you know, will hurt you, and then you figure, oh, no, maybe I'm better off by myself. You know, a lot of people, that's what they do. They want to meet, but there's that big but, B-U-T, that is in the way from them moving forward and just attracting, because it's all frequency. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yes.
You know? And yes, he will love you for who you are, because you're wonderful. You have so much to offer, you know, and you are so loving, and you are so much fun to be with. However, you need to realize that first, because you have doubts sometimes. So it's all about the feeling. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Patricia, good luck to you. We're going to move along here. And our next caller is Michael. Michael, you are now live with Carol. Welcome to the show, and she's ready for your question.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Hi, Michael. Very well. Thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
What is your question, Michael?
I'm currently seeking employment, and I want to see just kind of where I'm guided to.
Okay. What makes you happy? Don't think. Don't think. It's all about how does it feel. What makes you happy?
What makes me happy? Putting a smile on people's faces.
Hmm? What? I'm sorry?
Putting a smile on people's faces, communicating to people, informing people.
Okay. So you need to be around people, obviously. Mm-hmm. Right? You need to be around people. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So what is the issue? Have you been looking for a type of job that you would be happy with?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
And I'm not seeing the result. I'm not sure why that is yet. You know,
okay.
It's in the field that I've graduated with, and
okay.
I just keep applying.
Okay. So what do you keep doing that's not working?
I don't know.
Because the blockage, you know, the block is not outside of you. It's inside of you.
Uh-huh.
Whatever's going on, it's inside of you, you know. And there's a doubt. I'm picking up some kind of doubt. Is like, is this really what I want to do? So maybe finding something, have you ever did temporary work, just like weekend stuff? Or
I've looked into that, possibly, like not specifically for what I'm going for, but kind of like a behind the scenes type of job still related to what my job is. Does that make sense?
Right.
And I've applied to those positions too. It's just I'm not hearing back from places, and I don't know.
Do you call them back? You need to follow up?
The thing is that because of EEOC guidelines, they specifically say on there, like, not to call, you know?
Okay, well, you can show up.
That's the one thing that I'm like, ugh, this isn't your regular day-of-the-mill job. It's, you know, like an entry-level position at
right,
Walmart
right.
or Sam's or
right,
McDonald's
right.
or Whataburger, you know.
Right. No, but you can just call, you know, people really relate to people they know, to people that they trust. So, you know, if you start to grow on them, you're going to say, oh, look, that guy again, he called or he's showing up or, you know, it's just like, oh, I was just in the neighborhood, just wanted to come stop by and say hi. You were so gracious when I came or something like that, you know, just because, you know, Michael, people need, you're a people person, I can tell. People need to feel important. People need to feel valued. So, you know, if people say, you know, you said, well, don't call, don't do this, don't do that. Well, I would if I were you, because you need to work in a place where the people will be kind to you, because you will be kind to them. And you don't want to work in a place where they have all these structures. Well, you can't call, you can't do this, you can't do that. You don't want to work in those places, do you?
Uh-huh. No.
Well, so this is a great way to, you know, to start to see what these places are really like. Because once you're in, you don't want to be disappointed for having waited so long. So it would be a good way to see what kind of people work there. You know, are they kind? Are they considerate? Because you could be, you know, a work colleague of theirs in the future, but they don't look at it that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about relationships. This is life. Life is about relationships. And you're creating the relationships that you want in your life.
You brought up a very good topic, creating relationships that you want in your life. I guess with my line of work, there's so many, they have openings that, you know, are coming up, but they're nationwide, which means I know I'm more than likely going to have to move, which isn't a problem for me. My thing is I don't know where to focus my energy.
Honey, my sweet honey, focus it on your heart. Michael, look at your name, Michael. Archangel Michael, the first, you know, the first angel was Archangel Michael. You are more powerful than you think that you know. You need to start meditating or whatever floats your boat to get you to go see yourself from the inside out.
Yeah.
And you'll see people will be calling to have you on their team because it's all about relationship. And who's, you know, and the most important relationship of all is ourself. So there's something about you, Michael, that you don't know. So you need to get yourself, you need to get to know yourself just to know yourself a little bit better. There's something there that you need to realize about yourself. And that will click in, and you'll see, you'll have a shift in consciousness. You'll have a shift, and you'll see people differently. You'll see yourself differently. You'll have more confidence, and you'll just, you know, you will know that that's the job for you, and you won't give up. You'll call them back. You'll show up. You'll do whatever.
Are you referring to, like, inner confidence or more on the lines of oh, the word just slipped my mind. Manifestation.
Confidence is one way of looking at inner strength, balance, groundedness. You know, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
It's how you see it. It's all about your perception about yourself.
Because I'm not going to lie to you. I definitely feel like my confidence level isn't where it should be, and that's just because I just kept at it and 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 at it, and I don't see anything, you know?
Well, it's also, you know, anybody who's looking out there for a job and, you know, you're not getting the value, you're not getting identified, you know, as somebody who's, oh, yes, you're coming to, you want this job? Yes. You know, we've been waiting for you. Well, that's not the way that it happens. So, you know, it's neglect, it's abandonment, it's all these issues that we have inside of ourselves that all these buttons are being pushed. And so this is the opportunity to look at what buttons are being pushed by you not having the relationship with this new employer yet. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Michael, we're going to move on, but keep us posted and let us know how things go for you. We're going to send you lots of positive energy and hopefully lots of luck your way, too. Let's see. Carol, I just want to do a real quick reminder for everybody who's across the pond listening on West Star Radio. If you would like to book an appointment or find out more about Carol's services that she offers, she's on goddesstouch.net. Go check that out. If you're listening on the Rated G Radio Blog Talk Show, there are three links on the show page. You can visit Carol's website, you can follow Carol on Twitter, and you can also like Carol's Facebook fan page and stay up to date with all kinds of cool information. Carol also is the only psychic who guarantees her work. We're going to get try to get everybody else in tonight, so we want to try to keep this quick to one question. And our next caller is James. James, welcome to the show. Thank you for being so patient and waiting. You are live with Carol.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Carol. Hi.
Hi, James. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good.
Thank you.
What's your question, James?
I'm just wondering if you're picking up any information in regards to my meditation practice. Lately, almost a few days ago, it seems like it's taken on a new direction. Like there's been a boost of energy in terms of my meditation practice, and I'm not completely sure as to what's going on or where this may be leading to. But I'm just wondering if you're picking up any insight about that.
With the last full moon that we had, which there was also an eclipse, and it was the first full moon after the first quarter. Because what's happening now, and it's like for the past like 5 years, my guides and angels have been telling me, and it's just a knowing that I have, that there's transformation that's coming, you know. And it was supposed to be last year, but everybody was getting geared up. And so for the past 2 or 3 years, so many of us have had really hard lessons, you know. There's been a lot of things. You know, it's like a lot of different things, important parts of our lives that have been pulled out, like the rug has been pulled out from under us. You know, a lot of changes and important changes, you know, more important for some. And so that is only because of the frequency. Again, it's the vibrational frequency for higher consciousness to permit us to just let go of this control that, even if we say, oh, no, I'm not a controlling person, well, we are, because we don't like change, you know? So with this meditation, isn't it right? So what has been happening, so January, February, and March of this year, we've been getting bleed-throughs of these last couple of years. So it's just like the grand finale, you know, it's just finishing up little odds and ends kind of thing. And so now April, now a lot of people are shifting. And shifting meaning you're getting, you know, you're getting messages, you're getting answers, you know. And if you do meditate, please don't stop now. You know, and you will be going to a different level, you know. You'll be going deeper, you know, because we always say, you know, we're ascending. We're going higher. We're not going anywhere. We're going deeper within ourselves.
That's right. That's true. That is true.
Okay. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's so true. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, James, for your call. Good luck to you, and keep us posted. Our next caller is Alfina. Alfina, thanks for being so patient and waiting. You are live with Carol. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
My question is, I'm wondering if my friendship is over.
Do you want it to be?
No.
So why do you say that it is? Alfina?
Hello?
Yes. Do you hear me? I asked you, so why do you think that
Hello?
It is? Hello?
Alfina, can you hear us? I'm going to put Alfina on hold and try to bring her back on and see if that helps.
Okay.
Let's see. Alfina, let's see if that worked. Are you able to hear us now? Goodness gracious. Okay. Well, apparently not. So let's try to get – we'll try to go back to her. And our next caller is Brittany. Brittany, thanks for waiting on the line here. You are live with Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Brittany. Oh, my goodness. You're so jovial.
I try to be.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you're like a breath of fresh air, aren't you?
Oh, thank you. Really quickly, my question, my father transitioned a couple months ago, and his wife, thank you, his wife is trying to hide his assets from me. He left me beneficiary in his will, and so I had to get a lawyer, and I just, it's kind of convoluted.
Yeah, no, that's okay. You need to protect yourself. That's okay.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you're standing, you need to stand up for yourself, you know, and I mean, what is yours is yours, and, you know, and so be it, because there are so many families that, you know, have come to this, and it's, you know, it's all about karma. It's all karmic debt, and now this is a lesson for you. It's an experience that you need to lovingly and respectfully stand up for yourself. And you have a good attorney, you know, and you need to do what you need to do. If your daddy left you things, well, it's for you to have them.
Right. Do you see her being forthcoming now that I've gotten the law involved?
Well, just as long as you have a copy of your dad's wishes.
I don't, and that's the thing. She's not willing to share. That's why I had to get the lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I guess it's your word against hers, right?
Well, my dad has a will, but she's not willing to give it. So I'm just wondering if she's going to be like, well, now that a lawyer is involved, is she going to hand it over? Or am I going to have to do like a song and dance for it?
Yeah, no, once you have an attorney on your side taking care of it, you know, you need to trust that you have chosen the correct legal representative for yourself, right?
That's right, and I do feel good about him. He has compassion, so I do feel good about that.
Okay. So you need to trust the decisions that you've made and move forward with that, okay?
Okay.
And your dad says he's very proud of you, okay? He's very proud.
Thank you. Oh,
yeah.
That's sweet. Thank you.
He's very proud of you. Yeah, he's very proud of you. Yeah, you'll always be his little girl. He's right beside you. Don't worry.
He's right beside you now.
He says he knew she was always a bitch, but you know, what can you do?
Yeah, that's so true, Daddy. Can you tell him I love him? Thank you so much.
Oh, he knows. You'll always be his little girl. You know that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brittany, thank you very much for the call. Good luck to you. Keep us posted on how that turns out
for you.
Okay, Carol, we've still got a whole slew of callers that we're not going to be able to get to tonight. I'd normally let the show run over, but we have a 60-minute slot that we get exactly for our UK, and so they shut the show off at that point. So we've got a minute left. Do you have any last words of wisdom that we can impart to callers outside of telling them to go to goddesstouch.net and book an appointment with you?
Yes, and you know, another thing that I don't have on my website, however, I just want to let the callers know that I can do a Skype with them, you know, because sometimes the first session, you know, which is an hour session, people like to see, you know, like to experience. And I have had sessions, first-time sessions with people via Skype, and it has been wonderful. It has really been wonderful. So that's another thing that, you know, I can offer them. And that can be anywhere in the world, you know. I mean, the people from over the pond there.
There we go. So book early and book often. That's a great great method. Carol, it's been a pleasure having you on. I can't wait to get another date scheduled with you in the future. Let's talk offline and get a date set for May.
I look forward to it. Absolutely.
Right on. So everybody, tomorrow night we've got Tanya Elizabeth. She's live from Australia. She's actually in Los Angeles, but we're going to be talking to her live about her new book. And then Friday we have an early Friday night dance party with Sasha's Block. If you haven't heard of them, they are a big band, jazz band, with a great new album called Heart on Fire out now. Have a great night. Don't drive distracted. And we will see you live on Thursday.
You've been listening
to Carol.
Rated G Radio.